Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host Linda, and it is Wednesday, and it is a little after 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern, because I'm on the Left Coast, and it's beautiful, 84 degrees, Oceanside, California. Hope you guys can hear. Make sure that you can hear me through your the chat room people. I'm going to welcome Bill because he's in there, and I don't know where my audience is today, but hopefully they'll show up. I did as much promo as I could, and I did a lot of show prep. So here's another guest. Hopefully that person will actually sign in with a name, but we'll see. And welcome, guest 3120. This show is brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamilies.com. So make sure you check that website, and we're doing everything we can to keep that website going. Again, I'm going crazy today with the news, but what I wanted to do on the climate change thing, because it brings me to one of the news of the day, I happened to listen to Hannity on the way to the gym this morning, and shortly after noon. And so when everybody's screaming about the health care bill and Dianne Feinstein's jumping on the bandwagon with some other Democrats saying, we got to pass laws and make sure people can keep their health care. We got to delay that. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then Bill Clinton's telling the good old POTUS that he has to honor his commitment and pledge to the American people that they can keep their plans. So while all that's going on and everybody's checking that out, then we've got the POTUS out there talking to the tribes and the Indian tribal communities on climate change, pushing this stuff. Thanks, Bill, for the sound check. Welcome, guest 3138. We lost 3120. We don't know where they came from. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio is hard to get into, so some people like to go in early so they can get a place in the chat room because it takes sometimes a good 5 minutes. Hey, Lonnie, welcome. I didn't know which one that guest was, but takes a while to get in the chat room with all the bugs in BTR, but we'll get there. So this is what we're dealing with. Well, what happened, one of the questions that I had for Bill was, if you later on, after the show, could email me a paragraph or two, because I've got this person that's on Facebook, and it's in a particular group, and I don't even know how you could hook up with them unless I email the link to you. That way you could do it directly, because they're hammering me. Because I'm telling them that climate change is not caused by carbon dioxide, that, you know, all the stuff that goes on with volcanic eruptions does far more damage than, you know, cars ever have. I explained also to these idiots, they're just sucking the blue pill. They're just crazy. They're completely brainwashed. So I would love to have Bill give me some really good statistics and really good information scientifically on why all of this is bunk. And I've already told him about Agenda 21. It goes in one ear and out the other. So that would be great. Bill says climate is directly related to solar and water vapor. I know. And water vapor is what they call greenhouse gas emissions, and they can't control that. These people don't even know what they're talking about, which, you know, sends me my head spinning. But you can't talk to them, explain it to them, because they have been – it's like talking to a brick wall. They will not listen to reason. So they believe what they believe, and they think that their little solar panels and their wind turbines are going to take the place of all of our fossil fuel. And so what I've tried to explain to these morons, which they don't listen to that either, is, okay, you want your wind turbines and solar? You can have all of it you want. Stop shoving it down my throat, taking away my choice of the kind of energy possibilities that I want to use, or the particular model of energy production, et cetera, that I want to use. See, this is where they get into this, you know, totalitarian mindset. And thank God some of these stupid idiots, of course they vote, but they don't have the power like the EPA does. That's another entity I go nuts over. Yeah, because they were like just all over us thinking the EPA was just marvelous. So I'll try to hook you up with that, or if I can't hook you up directly, then you can email me stuff. But I think we can, as long as I like maybe take that whole thing and share it on your timeline. That would work. Bill says, neither of which man can control. That is why they choose CO2. They can tax and build wealth from it while grabbing control over us and our lives. Right. And so these people are saying they're touting science. Apparently they're listening to the people like, you know, Al Gore, who's not a scientist, talking about carbon dioxide has a huge, horrible effect on our atmosphere, which to me is a bunch of BS. I explained to this moron that the largest warming period on Earth in recorded history was the Middle Ages. I says, perhaps it was because of all the little campfires when they had to cook their food outside so they could warm it up. I don't know. But they don't listen. They just, you know, they're just dead set on it. So I want to go into little bit of Isaiah because I need to calm down so we can go on with the rest of the show. I've got a whole bunch of stuff in. The news of the day is staggering, as you know. Again, I love your phone calls. We're only going to do an hour today, so that would be 646-378-0321. This is Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15 through 16. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. And that comes to us because of all the things that's going on in our world, where people profess to be doing not evil, but yet they are, and they're saying that they have no ill intentions, but they've got, you know, thousands and millions of babies being slaughtered in the womb every day. So I think that we should take that away on that one. And Bill also says, ice core samples blow their propaganda out of the water. That's true, because Dr. Singer has talked about ice core samples, and he said, basically, from what he studied, and this man is like 89 now, I met him probably 3 or 4 years ago, which didn't make him a spring chicken then either, but still, he was just as lucid as he is today and ever was, and he's amazing. He used to belong to the IPCC. The man knows what he's talking about. He says, not in my lifetime or yours, pointing to me because I'm a bit younger than he. He said, not in our lifetimes. He says, but we will have another mini ice age pretty soon, maybe within 25 to 50 years. So these people, I mean, they will not listen to reason. They're just like, it's like the allegory of the cave. It's unbelievable. Okay, let me go through some of the stuff I saw today on the internet, and you guys can call in with in a minute. I want to go through some of this stuff. I guess Newt was weighing in on, everyone's weighing in on the Obama machine breaks down. It says, November 15th may be a major turning point for the Obama presidency. On Friday, there will be a key vote on Chairman Fred Upton's bill to keep your health plan act. It's beginning to look as though a large number of House Democrats are going to break with the president and vote for the Upton bill. So this is part of it. Ominously for the president, the House Democrat rebellion is matched by an even more visible desertion among Senate Democrats. Kay Hagan, North Carolina Dem, lost her 10-point advantage for re-election since Obamacare website failed. She has had a clear signal from constituents to distance herself from the law. Every Democrat senator up for re-election is feeling similar pressure to vote for something that proves they want to fix Obamacare. There's no fixing it. You got to repeal it. Trash it. Shred it. Even Senator Dick Durbin. Oh, Turbin Durbin, the second-ranking Democrat, has now come out for doing something to help people keep their insurance, as the president and many members of Congress promised. Democrats not up for re-election are also beginning to break with the president. Ooh, good. It's not all that surprising when Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia breaks with his party on health care law. He is personally very conservative and represents a state that is strongly opposed to President Obama. It is, however, a very big deal when Senator Dianne Feinstein announces she's co-sponsoring Senator Mary Landrieu's bill to change Obamacare. Senator Lanfill is up for re-election, and Louisiana can be a tough state for Lib Democrats. Senator Frankenstein is not up for re-election, and California is a solidly Democrat state. Oh, it's so blue, it's black. It makes me nuts. We're going to stop on that one, but that was one of the pieces I saw today. The other one was, hold on a second, I want to go back to see if you guys haven't called in. Okay, we've only got, I don't know where my audience is today, but we'll go on anyway. Here was one, California, it says, the Fullerton Police Department, which is up north to me, it's like between Orange County and L.A. County, cops can lure you out of your home to charge you with public intoxication. Well, apparently that's not all true. So let me see if I can pull this up. It says, can California police officers demand that a citizen leave the private home area to stand on a front porch and then arrest the person being intoxicated? Says you might be surprised by the stance to that question at the City of Fullerton and its police department, two governmental entities trying to improve public relations in the wake of the still vividly gruesome and unnecessary cop killing of Kelly Thomas in 2011. According to the lawyers, the Fullerton City police shouldn't just be allowed to lure an unwilling citizen outside of a home. Cops should be entitled to complete immunity for abusing their powers with false arrest. Oh, my God. The issue arose in the ongoing federal civil rights case filed after this incident where Fullerton officers Anthony Cicerelli and Frank Nugent responded to a noise complaint just after midnight, repeatedly demanded that this person step outside, and promptly arrested him for being intoxicated in public when he reluctantly obeyed their commands. So this is another thing that's going on. I don't think that they're going to get away with this stuff because now it's out in the public view. These are the things that we're dealing with every single day. It's unbelievable. Oh, good. Sandy's here. You guys call in when you need to. I'm going to switch back and forth real quick from the studio so I can get these articles. There's so much going on. And I did want to get into Jekyll Island and also the week 6 and 7 of Econ 101. So this report, this is a United Patriots of America report, and it has the headlines going, it says, oh, this is unconstitutional official acts. This is basically very similar to what has been said, of course, in the Federalist Papers, that if they pass an unconstitutional law, that it's still the law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. Now, however, the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement with it. It is impossible for both the Constitution and a law violating it to be valid. One must prevail. This is succinctly stated as follows. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having the form and name of law, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose. Since unconstitutionality dates from the time of its enactment and not merely from the date of the decision so branding it, an unconstitutional law in legal contemplation is as inoperative if it had never been passed. Such a statute leaves the question that it purports to settle just as it would be had the statute not ever been enacted. And that's what Hamilton was talking about. The other one, there's another video. I'm going to try to send this to you guys later because this is great. I got this from Lee, the gal that was on last week, and she sends me these fabulous things. And you can go through the videos. There's got stuff with Rush, Publius Hulda, her speech, I think it's like 14 minutes long. It says, all federal gun control is unlawful, and it's a great video if you've not seen it. And it talks, the next headline is, the GOP is not our friend. We know that because they're all the same. And then now we've got Chris Christie, in-state tuition for illegal immigrants in New Jersey, not a flip-flop. But in keynote address at the 2013 Latino Leadership Alliance of New Jersey annual gala earlier this month, Mr. Christie changed his tune, saying that the state has an obligation to make sure that children have a better future. Listen to this. Quote, we need to get to work in the state legislature on things like making sure that there's a tuition equality for everybody in New Jersey, Mr. Christie said, sparking applause from the crowd. That's schmuck. Next one is, oh, you're going to love this one. Early Democrat frontrunner for next presidential election, former first lady, or as we call her, the former first lesbian. Maybe she's the second because Eleanor Roosevelt, we don't know. And the Secretary of State, the incredible Hillary Rodham Clinton Benghazi. In parentheses, back in 1969, a group of Black Panthers decided that a fellow Black Panther named Alex Rackley needed to die. Rackley was suspected of disloyalty. Rackley was first tied to a chair. Once safely immobilized, his friends tortured him for hours, among other things, pouring boiling water on him. When they got tired of torturing Rackley, Black Panther member Warren Kimbrough took Rackley outside and put a bullet in his head. Nice. Rackley's body was later found floating in a river about 25 miles north of New Haven, Connecticut. Perhaps at this point you're curious as to what happened to these Black Panthers. In 1977, that was only 8 years later, only one of the killers was still in jail. The shooter, Warren Kimbrough, managed to get a scholarship to Harvard and become good friends with none other than Al Gore. Oh, this is good. He later became an assistant dean at an Eastern Connecticut State College. Isn't that something? As a 60s radical, you can pump a bullet into someone's head, and a few years later, in the same state, you can become an assistant college dean. Kind of reminds me of Bill Ayers. Yep. Only in America. Erica Huggins was the woman who served the Panthers by boiling the water for Mr. Rackley's torture. Some years later, Ms. Huggins was elected to a California school board. How in the world do you think these killers got off so easily? Maybe it was in some part due to the efforts of two people who came to the defense of the Panthers. These two people actually went so far as to shut down Yale University with demonstrations in defense of the accused Black Panthers during their trial. One of these people was none other than Bin Lon Lee. Mr. Lee of Mr. Lon Lee, as the case may be, isn't a college dean. He isn't a member of a California school board. He is now head of the United States Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, appointed by none other than Bill Clinton. Okay, so who is the other Panther defender? Is this other notable partner defender now a school board member? Is this other Panther apologist now an eighth assistant college dean? No, neither. The other partner defender was likely a radical law student at Yale University at the time. She is now known as the smartest woman in the world, in quotes. She is none other than the former Democratic senator from the state of New York, our former First Lady and the Secretary of State, the incredible Hillary Rodham Clinton. And now, as Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. So that was part of my incredible, the news of the day. And I'm going to pick up a couple calls here, and then we'll go on. Okay, let me get, I think it's Bill. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Linda.
Hey, what'd you think of some of those stories?
Well, the depth of the of criminology and cronyism and whatever you want to call it, traitorism of the Clintons, it's pretty much en masse.
Unbelievable.
Al Gore. You know Al Gore also stands to make a mint off of this health care bill.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, of course.
We put Bernie Madoff in prison, and he's a small fry compared to Al Gore and his scams.
I know. I'm going to pick up, I think it's Sandy. Let's check out real quick. Is that you, Sand?
Hello?
Hello, that's you?
This is Martha.
Oh, Martha, welcome. Oh, my
Thank
gosh,
you.
I wasn't quick enough on the draw. Welcome, absolutely. Yeah, we're doing the best we can here with what the news of the day. There's so much, it's going to be hard to even get through it. So, what?
But they won't, Linda. They won't overwhelm.
I know. No, they're doing that. I mean, what I got today, it took me almost till, like, I think it was 2:30 to get through just what I had to get through. And I started at like 9 o'clock this morning on the emails and the Facebook and listening to the radio and going through my notes and, oh, my God, and Facebook. It was amazing. It was just horrendous.
Okay, the newest thing on climate change from the scientific world is that the sun goes through a cycle about every 11 years.
Right.
And this year, we don't know why. There's nothing man can change or control, but the sun is slow in its cycle. And you're going to see a big cooling down because we've got some kind of action going on the sun. The poles have, the North Pole, I think it is already shifted on the sun, but the South Pole hasn't yet. And, you know, we don't know what all that's going to cause problems here on Earth. The reason, and we went through this so many times, that people like Al Gore, Maurice Strong, and Soros, and these people push this global warming ideology is because they all stand to build the globe out of billions, if not trillions, of dollars through carbon exchanges.
Yes, and at the same time, it enslaves us into Agenda 21. That's what it's doing. And they, in fact, Alexander King and Maurice Strong both were famous for saying that we will use the environment as a ruse to get what we want with this deal. When they started putting that 40-chapter charter together of Agenda 21, and they practically used the model of the Earth Charter, which was prior. And then, of course, they grabbed onto ICLEI to get it through. And these people are just so what I'll do is I'll put it on your wall, and then you can talk directly to these guys because I can't take it anymore.
Oh, well, I've had to deal with those kinds of people, and they don't have facts, and they don't have statistics. All they got is because Al Gore said so or something like that.
Right.
The scientific truth of it all, they don't want to – they only want to go with the people that they pay to find a specific finding on research. They don't pay you to – they don't pay these people to research it and tell them the truth. They pay them to find a specific finding. They're paid to come up with a specific finding. They've done that through the marijuana, with marijuana, and now they're doing it with man-made global warming. The truth is they don't want to talk about the solar effects or the water vapor because those are the two biggest influences on our climate, and neither one of them can be controlled. There's no way you could tax either one. To build the public. So they went till they could find something. And it was Maurice who did the searching and came up with the idea that let's tax carbon.
Wow.
Folks
see,
don't realize this is a guy who's so brilliant, he's wanting to tax carbon. And there is nothing on this planet that is not carbon-based. Nothing.
Right. Right. So the whole idea, you know, when you read this stuff and you understand, if you go to either Rosa Curie or you go to Tom DeWeese's site, AmericanPolicy.org, you're going to find out exactly what their intentions are. You're going to know what their nefarious deeds are, how they want to have this end, and it's not pretty. This is very iron-fisted Stalin-style rule because there's no other way to describe it. It's evil, it's ugly, and it's tyranny, period.
Well,
and if they can't see it, I'm sorry. I'll still scream because I'm not putting up with it.
I loved it last week. I heard Bill Gates talking about the climate change and all this, and Bill Gates saying we got to stomp out CO2. This is how brilliant.
He's
this
such an idiot.
Is. Yes, he is. I don't care what he knows about computers. That doesn't make him smart. That means his computer's smart because he puts what everybody else thinks.
Maybe we should tell the schmuck to stop breathing and hold his breath because he's blowing it out of his stupid mouth. What an idiot.
Well, he's one of the leading participants in the push for depopulation.
Oh,
and
I know.
Say,
he's the genesis.
We'll let him be first.
Well, no, that'll never happen. And Martha, what do you think of all this
like
stuff?
Clinton, Linda. The people who push to kill babies and stuff would never volunteer to be aborted themselves.
Of course. Well, yeah, that's what Bradley Dean did with one of his high school students because he speaks in front of high school students. And one of the girls, I guess, some teenage girl had asked him about, you know, what is his stance on abortion. And he just looked at her and says, well, young lady, I'm certainly glad that your mother chose not to abort you. And then he just turned away and walked away and started asking somebody else or answering someone else's questions. Shut her up pretty quick, let me tell you.
Some idiot recently spoke up this week, some gay blogger or whatever, and said that abortion should be mandatory. And I'm thinking I'd like to call him and ask him if he believes in these after abortion or
yeah,
after
killing
abortion.
So, Why did they get so upset when Eric Rudolph aborted one of them?
Yeah, I'd like to abort one of these idiots right now.
Well, we can do that. That's what I'm saying, Martha. The people who support abortion, you don't see any of them lining up and volunteering. They only support it if it's killing someone other than them. And that's the same way with some of these other issues out here. They only support it as long as it don't cost them or that it doesn't kill them.
Right.
Well, you know, Martha, what you brought up is exactly what I spoke about, I believe, on Hoot and Holler yesterday with Bill and them. And remember what I said about that gentleman that was on Beck's show the other day? And this man actually got out of there, and he's like the modern-day Bonhoeffer right now. This guy is, like, amazing. His book is called God's Double Agent, and that's what he is, because he's helping these poor Chinese people that right now there is on demand. It is forced abortion in China, and it has not stopped. This has been going on since, you know, time immemorial with these people. They have a one-child policy, and if you even want to have the one child, you have to get permission to get that. So you have to wait in line for this, just like it's draconian. And as far as the forced abortions, they take these women that don't have permission to be pregnant. They, even up to 9 months, they pull them into cop cars, they take them down to the clinics, and they force the abortions on them to the tune of 25,000 per day, every single day. That's what's going on in China, my friends.
Doing that since Mao started.
What we have going on here,
yeah,
we have 25 Americans. We have a little over 20 Americans dying every day at the hands of an illegal alien. We have 8 kids molested every day by an illegal who usually has 4 prior victims.
Sure, absolutely.
And what does our government do? It opens up its arms and welcomes them and expects the rest of us to pay for it and tolerate it.
With our part-time jobs. And they do take jobs from us. They take the trash collecting jobs. They take the gardening jobs. They take the restaurant jobs. That's why everybody's not going out to eat anymore unless they save up money to go to a restaurant that hires someone who knows how to wash their damn hands and you don't get sick when you go in and eat.
Here we have a guy named Andy Royalty. Andy Royalty built his construction business on the backs of illegals. It allowed him to underbid on job contracts because others paying fair wages couldn't compete. And now Andy is so big that he has bought his way into the county government here.
Jeez.
You got the Chamber of Commerce, who the head of the Chamber of Commerce is invested in businesses and stuff that cater to them either by employing them or housing them. And I can guarantee you, if you was to check all these Chambers of Commerce heads across this country that's pushing for amnesty, you will find out they are the same way. They are invested.
Yep.
Insider investing. They know what's coming in. They know who's getting employed. They know these things.
That's the reason they act so stupid.
And you're elected. Your Chamber of Commerce have both conspired to violate our immigration laws and aid and abet a foreign invasion.
Yeah, they do. And you know, and your local city council does the same thing because we have monopolies here. We've got SDG&E as a monopoly in the utilities. We've got waste management as a monopoly for picking up trash.
Yeah.
They don't care. They violate noise ordinances all the time. They hire nothing but Mexicans. Who the hell knows if they're here legally or not? I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's disgusting.
I can tell you this from experience, Linda, because when I walk past them and they're talking Spanish, I could say something in English to them and it has very little effect. But if I look at them and I speak to them in Russian, the look in their eyes, as they realize I can speak a language they can't speak.
Yeah, I know. They're just smarmy. You know, that's just all I can say about it. And then I'm reading in the newspaper today because of this nonsense. We have a very obviously left-wing state. We have left-wing newspapers all over the place. I've got left-wing voters. I've got people, I swear, that are going to make my head explode. So here these clowns are writing in the newspaper talking about this healthcare debacle of the rollout and the healthcare exchanges and who's going on Medicaid and who's not. And they're all excited, we should expand Medicaid. Who the hell do they think's going to pay for this? These people in California have no clue as to what's coming. there are millions of people right now getting dropped from their coverage who now are probably screaming at Feinstein and Boxer, who they voted for, I'm betting you right now, and Piglosi and everybody else up there, what's her face, Maxine Waters on the brain. They're probably screaming at them because of this stuff. And so that's why these Frankenstein and the rest of them are scrambling to try to make it right or think they're going to make it right. So
Piglosi,
it's going
to... to say that this is going to come out just fine. Everything will be fine.
Martha, this woman needs to be in a rubber room. She needs to be in a padded cell like yesterday. I can't even stand. She's not.
Permanent nap.
The Botox went to her brain.
Oh, her. So did Harry Reid, only he hasn't got any Botox, but he's just as mental as she is. They're both, they should be in the same rubber room together in straitjackets.
No,
then they can
just
stare at each other.
Just soon they lie down, take permanent naps, and we're done with them.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that today on Facebook with Obama, because I can't stand this guy anymore. He's going to keep doing it in the face of all this adversity. He's going to just steamroll just like Stalin. He's going to do everything he can to undermine this country and just spit on it, lack of a better word.
How could the American people not see that this guy is giving foreign aid and finances and weaponry to your enemies? This guy is catering to your enemies here in your own country. This
right.
guy is catering to an illegal invasion. Never once tried enforcing the laws.
Nope.
No, we're going to cater to the invasion because we're going to destroy the American culture and bring about Agenda 21.
Yeah. Oh, sure, the New World Order. He's so evil, and he's not stopping. Like I said, he was out there today while everybody else is on the airwaves screaming about the debacle. ISIS having congressional hearings about the whole thing. Keith Ellison, actually, ISIS was laughing in his face because he's so absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if you guys saw that clip, but if you can find it on Facebook, it's absolutely priceless.
What is it about?
It was they're grilling them on this healthcare debacle.
This morning?
It was Keith. Yeah, I believe so.
I watched it.
Yeah, I just watched the clip that I saw. I couldn't, honey. I run out of time. If I saw all the clips I'm supposed to today, I'd still be trying to put the Facebook together.
No,
I mean, chat together.
Fox carried it. They and so did C-SPAN.
Oh wow. So, anyway, the windup is while all this is going on, this POS POTUS is out there on a stump in front of the Indians on the reservations talking about climate change and what he's going to do to help them with the problems of their communities because of climate change. Well, if he really wants to help them, he should abolish the damned EPA and stop this garbage and stop promoting these lies. But he won't. He won't.
No,
in fact,
they're planning another big land grab.
Hey, why is China having exercises in Hawaii?
Oh, they're having them. They're not.
Why do we have Russian troops on our soil?
We have Russian, we have German, we have Japanese, and we have Australian right here in Camp Pendleton, 8 minutes from my house. This has been going on in the first part, I think it was June of this year. Channel 10 even covered it. So, they're training with our boys. They know what we're pissed. They know. They want us. They want to, you know, just wrap, you know, just wind up the Libra Code and martial law in our face. Believe me.
They want desperately to disarm us.
I know. And that's
and
how they think they're going to do it. So that means...
That's what has kept us safe for these many generations is
yep.
the fact that, is like the leader of Japan once said, to attack the United States on their mainland is suicide. They will be
yep.
shooting at you from behind every blade of grass.
That's correct. Everybody knows this, except for and even our own evil government, because they definitely want to do this. There was a really cool kid... I guess he's going to probably make a fortune now because he was on Glenn Beck's show, but just prior to me going on, they were wrapping up, and this young boy, he's making these T-shirts, and they're fantastic. I got to tell you a couple of them. One is, it's got the NSA logo. So the NSA and the DHS are ticked off at him, and they're telling him not to make the T-shirts, you know, because it's a matter of national security, which is a crock of crap because they just don't want freedom of speech, you know. They don't want to have anyone out there that disagrees with their agenda. So it's got the logo, and underneath it says, in big letters, it says, the NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. It was really cute. And then they had one, you know, Glenn Beck hates Woodrow Wilson because he's read so much about him. And there's a picture of Woodrow Wilson on this other T-shirt, and it says, It says, I still blame Wilson instead of blaming Bush. And of course, Glenn Beck loves that one. And then there was my favorite one was it was a red T-shirt with the emblem in white, and it was in a circle, and it was the face of Karl Marx. And, of course, he's got white hair and white beard with a tiny bit of salt and pepper in it. And it says, this ain't Santa. It was really cute. So those, I don't know how to find them. Huh?
That's a good one.
Oh, I like that one. That one I'd buy, absolutely. There's another one on Patriot Depot, and it's got the skull with the death face, you know, on it, you know, that kind of evil face that's, you know, it's a skull and bones type thing. And then it's got the caduceus of the medical profession, you know, that symbol of medicine. Okay, and then underneath it says Obamacare, death and taxes in one complete package. Oh man, yeah.
I've been seeing that all day on Facebook.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's
sad thing is it's truth.
Oh, that's the problem, and nobody gets this. People just, you know, I couldn't believe it the other day. It was Sunday afternoon, and I was doing happy hour with one of my libtard friends. Okay, I met her back before I knew what libtard meant. I didn't know what conservative was because I had not done my homework either. This was about, I'm thinking, 20, 25 years ago. Okay, so we got along famously, but now it's pretty difficult to have a conversation with this woman because she is so uneducated. She was actually touting this horrible healthcare thing. She's always been for it. Apparently, she's a dyed-in-the-wool socialist and doesn't even know it because she's... I said, but this thing is not good. I said, this is socialism. And then she looks at me and she says, well, it's the same system that Canada and England have, and they don't have socialist countries. How do you feel that? I usually, like I said, it's, you know, I love to talk on the radio and stuff, but I was pretty much speechless. I thought, you know what? It was instantaneous.
I would tell her to talk to the population of Canada and England and
exactly.
Ask them how well their healthcare system works.
Right. Well, you know what she said? I guess she knows one person from Canada who likes it or said they liked it, and so that's what she's going with. And that's, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just, I'm like, okay, oh, man. How do you, can't because... She doesn't even know what socialism and fascism is. They're not forms of government. They're forms of economic production or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't even know.
They're forms of stealing liberty and freedom.
Well, actually, they're forms of central planners and economic production or having the government take over the means of production. That's what that's about. Communism is a Marxist theory, and when you have a dictator doing communism like Mao or Stalin, it's just pure tyranny and it's hell and it's misery because they're going to use the bullets and they're going to use it to force you to do whatever, and everything is for the state. It's all statism. Same with National Socialism to a degree. Same with fascism. But none of it's good. Now, there's five, as far as I know, according to the 5,000-year leap in every book that I've read, there's five forms of government. You have a monarchy or a dictatorship, which is a one-person rule. You have an oligarchy, which I think we have now with our 545, where the elite few dictate to the many. You have democracy, which ends in anarchy and tyranny pretty quickly because that sucks. And then you have a representative republic, which what we used to have, of course, that Ben Franklin said, if you can keep it. And then you have anarchy, which is no law, and then that goes right into dictatorship also. So those are your five forms of government.
And chaos.
Anarchy and chaos. And then it goes right to the dictatorship because that's what's going to happen. That's what happened after the French Revolution. Hello? Happens every time. So then you have, we look at four of them. Let's just look at four. We've got capitalism or the laissez-faire capitalism and the free market. That's kind of a combination of what we used to have. And then you have socialism, which is national socialism, and they take over the means of a lot of things, like nationalizing the healthcare. They nationalize the banks. They nationalize everything. Then you have communism, which is probably the worst. Then you have fascism, which is what Mussolini did, and Hitler liked Mussolini's idea, so he modeled his National Socialism after that because he hated Stalin, so anything that connected with Stalin he was against. But they're all going to the same path. They're all going to hell in a handbasket. You know, these are the forums. These are the economic planners.
The thing is, no, actually, it goes above them.
It's called progressivism.
It's the one power group with all the money that's playing this chess game of who's going to kill who.
That's
and
true.
Who's going to kill the country.
Those are the banksters. Okay, those are the...
Those are Rothschilds and the Vatican.
Yes. Yes, okay. No,
I own the bank.
Yes, those are the New World Order. These
yes.
are definitely the New World Order. I'm going to pick up the other one here,
and
I do believe that's Lonnie. But
they are engineering all these wars.
Oh, yes. I'm reading it. I'm reading
it
right here. This is the Creature of Jekyll Island. In fact, I'm going to go through that right now because this is, like, really important. Let's see. This is – I don't even remember if that's the one that I was going to do, but I think I did that last time, so I'll go to the next. But, look, you're dealing with – yeah, this book is fabulous. You're dealing with different entities. You know, what did Gary Wolfram said that you cannot have political – he says you can't really have political liberty without economic liberty. And I think he might be right on that, but I'm still studying, which I can get to in a moment. Area code 812, is that you, Lonnie? I can't tell.
Well, you asked me.
Okay. So now we have.
What's that?
Now you got a whole hoop and holler here.
Oh yeah, we got a hoop and holler. Yeah, I did that one on the Constitution prohibits both states and federal government from issuing fiat money. This book talks very much, Martha, about what you're saying. This talks about the New World Order. This talks about the Federal Reserve. This talks about central banks. It talks about the Vatican. It talks about the Rothschilds. It talks about J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers. It talks about people like Mandel House and under Wilson. It talks about Churchill and all these things that happened, how they do the false flags, how they fund both sides of the war. All they care about is money and power. These are evil, evil people. Now, because these are the higher-ups, but they take people like Lenin and Stalin, and they use them like puppets. They utilize
Obama.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But we have allowed this to happen, even back as far as probably the early 1800s with the Bank of the U.S., and I'm in fact, Jefferson has stuff to say about this, too, because...
This was even going on before the Declaration was signed. The New World Order was in operation then, and they did not want us to become a republic. And
of course not. Oh, they've been bitching about that ever since.
Yeah,
it says
it's never stopped. It's just that now, with the internet shining the light on so much,
yes,
we would never have known all of this because the information.
Well, the information. Well, here's the thing. It actually was, but here's what I did, Martha. And I know that Bill's done this, too. And
well,
I know
how
that...
many are really going to go out and look for it? You know, what I'm saying is now people can sit in their chairs and find out for themselves.
But you know what? I'm telling you. I can read, and I can go on the internet, read all these things, try to verify it. But when I've got a book in front of me that's 600 pages long and it's written by somebody who's pretty darn brilliant, and he's going back and he's got footnotes, you know, a mile long, I'm gonna learn a hell of a lot more, and it's gonna solidify in my brain. It's gonna stay there, and then I can go back and reread it again. And I've done this.
I have a library here in my house.
The truth is, both parties got us to the level we're at. Both
a long time ago.
The establishment of both parties. And you look at who both establishment of both parties is blaming and attacking. Now, they're going after the Tea Party. But the majority of the public, I guess, doesn't realize who the Tea Party actually is. And it's your friends and neighbors. It's everyday Americans that are seeing the crisis that's coming to our nation. That's being hoisted on the backs of our grandchildren. Stood here yesterday and talked to a young guy. He was a... He just became a grandfather yesterday.
Wow.
And I was explaining to him that, well, now your grandchild has this much debt. He's
already
showed him how much
sure.
his grandchild was now liable for. And
well,
he about cracked.
Well, I think Martha's correct in assessing the fact that because of the internet, people are connecting quicker. People are forming groups. People are trying to have meetings. People are going to rallies. People are making signs, and it's all very instantaneous, and it's a very good thing because
people are doing something our elected aren't doing. We actually
right.
read these damn bills that they write and pass.
Well, here's the one. I'm going to...
Well, think of this also. Yeah. Look at the fact that Egypt is saying, America, wake up. Your president is supporting
yeah.
the MB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would never hear this anyplace else.
I'm going to do a quick synopsis for Martha because, you know, I don't get the chance to talk to you very often. I'm really excited that you're on the air today.
Hold on a second. I got Jess coming over. I'll be back.
Okay. you didn't use it. Okay. Great. That's coming through loud and clear. Boy, it sounds like my house. Hey, Martha. That was pretty loud. Hang on. We don't have dead air, but we got a lot of... Boy, that was loud, girl.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, we heard the whole thing.
That's Luke Air Force Base. It's
yeah,
about a mile from here, and they take off. Take off and come in over my house. I love
God.
It.
We heard the whole thing. Okay. Let me do a quick quote on that issue about the banks. This is from Thomas Jefferson. He said, "A private central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army." He says, "We must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt." And this was back in the day. So,
yes.
Look, next week I'm going to do this because I've got 3 weeks of Gary Wolfram's Econ 101, and I've got all these passages in here, and I'm going to spend my whole time doing it. Next week is all economy. Go ahead.
Stop a second. Talking about money, did you see that England is now putting out certificates for Muslim money? Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Issuing their own money. I've seen that all week.
Wow. This is crazy.
I'm not surprised by how countries have let the cult of Islam take over in so many different places and cater to them because it's about control, and that's one thing that Islam does teach is control. And they'll do anything in any way. I just read how many Christians, 80,000 Christians, were just killed in the Philippines by Islamists. Whoever brings it up, but they're willing to go anywhere else in the world and help anyone else. Why aren't they standing up for the Christians that are being slaughtered around the world? Why isn't Obama's administration standing up?
Because he's a Muslim. It's saying
this thing. It goes right back to what Egypt is saying. He is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Amen.
Yep.
We would call it money laundering if Italians were doing it. I don't understand how that's going to play in the end for him.
I don't either. Because
I see that if he was in Iran or one of those countries, he'd be getting beheaded.
Yeah, because even the fight for the gays, I mean, that is just something.
Well, there you go. He's willing to go out and fight for less than 5% on that issue, but the 5% that's losing their money, losing their insurance and stuff, he's reluctant to help them.
That's right.
What's the difference? It's the same percentages.
Yeah,
we have a government that thinks that we are all ignorant, and that's not just our administration. It's our elected in general think that we are all ignorant. well, we must be if we keep electing these kinds of people.
Well, some of that's not our fault.
It's not. Bill, I'm telling you now, they're not being elected. They're cheating.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. You got it. Voter fraud. That's an amen.
Well, it's not just that. It's the way that the RNC and the DNC are doing this, and they're changing the rules. They did it in Florida. They eliminated Ron Paul before he even stood a chance. The media gave him nothing. They erased him from history in 2012. It's disgusting.
And I'm afraid they're going to try to do that to Ted Cruz.
Of course they will, but we're going to stand up this time. We've had it. And you know what? I'm with Glenn Beck. If they give us a choice between Hildebeest and Krispy Kreme, I'm writing in none of the above. That's it.
That'll be me, because I will not vote for Chris Christie. In my state,
I won't.
He couldn't win. He could not win in this state.
Thank God. Well, you know what? I don't know what else to do.
I think if it comes down to it, I've already wrote my governor a letter. If Christie's going to be the nominee by the GOP establishment, I want my governor, Mike Pence, to throw his hat in the race.
I wouldn't take that for granted that he's going to be the one.
Yeah, because this guy's so far to the left. He's no Republican.
And I tell
wow.
you, Alan West, I think, can do something serious.
I wish he'd do it.
Hold on.
I know. We got more planes. Wow, I couldn't do that.
Like two back in the Navy.
Yeah, that would be. I don't know how.
I'm kind of used to this. I like that.
I know it's kind of cool, but yeah, I'm against noise pollution.
I think dinner
right
time
now.
I think dinner time must be over. They're coming out again. I'll call you back.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's called good memories.
Oh my gosh. No. So we lost. What's her face? Miss Martha Donahue.
Martha.
She's from Arizona, and I don't know which part. I can't remember. Because I know Rod is in Tucson.
She's not far
huh?
out. She's in between Flagstaff and Phoenix there. It's a beautiful
okay.
area where she lives at. And
cool.
There's a lot of good people in that area. I used to go there in my biker days and hang out with people around that area.
Awesome. That is so great. Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do later, Bill, after I get off this thing and we go back to the Patriot families, et cetera, I'm going to try to get on your Facebook wall and put that link up there so that you can help me argue with these people, because they're making me crazy. Then we can, once we're done putting our information in, we can unfollow the post. That would be the best thing. But because it's unbelievable how much Kool-Aid they drink. Just, I don't know. They must have to sit on the john a lot because they are sucking it up. It's unbelievable.
Well, the first thing you do to people like that is you show them the article about the Canadian Free Press about the Chicago Carbon Exchange.
Yep.
And the bank and all that, and how that's such a scam, and how they closed it down because it was being exposed. But they took their investments and went offshore. So Valerie Jarrett and Obama and Al Gore and Lugar and these kinds of people are still invested in carbon exchanges. It's no longer in our country.
Right.
They still stand to profit hugely and immensely off of a carbon tax where you have to buy carbon credits and stuff, because you'll have to do that through the carbon exchanges.
It's ridiculous. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme. Oh,
yes, it
God.
Is.
It's like a shell game. It's evil. It's just grand theft is what it is. And they've been getting away with this for decades, and they've been doing it for probably over 120 years with all their little programs, Bill. You know they have. They've started with the 16th and 17th Amendment, which was evil. They started with the Federal Reserve Act. They got the IRS in place. They got all the rest of it. They've put in all these evil things like the EPA. They've got turn the IRS into some kind of thugocracy.
It goes back to when they dealt with the 13th Amendment and took out the part about lawyers not being
yep.
able to, and judges not being able to hold political office.
Yep.
Even
boy,
then,
then
the greedy bastard was after control and wealth.
Yep, it's evil. Repeal, impeach, and repeal some more, Sandy Schultz says. Yeah, Sandy, let me tell you.
It'll take several generations to straighten out all the mess that's been made.
Well, it wouldn't take that long if we had the launch codes, but, you know, we don't. So, because believe me, I'd push the button. Oh, boy, would I push the button. I hate these people. I can't take them anymore, Bill. I need some napalm, you know, the smell of napalm in the morning over D.C. I can't take these people. They're destroying us.
And they're not black enough to realize they're destroying themselves.
Well, that may be true, but I don't want to have to go down with them. That's my point.
I agree with you. Some of them get into this just to agitate, just to irritate. They're not smart enough to really look at the facts and the statistics behind everything to see that, hey, you're not exempt from this, you dumbass.
Okay, I'm going to pick Martha back up.
I think we're seeing that with the health care bill, where a lot of the younger people who supported all this crap are waking up and saying, wait a minute, I'm the one having to pay.
Oh, sure. I think we got Martha back.
Yes.
Awesome.
Hi. I picked up my toys and came inside.
Awesome. Absolutely. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I've had a great time with you guys. I want to thank Bill and the two guests that are in here, and I think one of them might be my friend Pat Hilty, but I'm not sure. Lonnie, Sandy, Martha, Chad, all you guys. Bill, I mean, it's just been wonderful. We've got about 4 minutes. Let me go down the line here. I'll start with Lonnie. What was your final thoughts today?
My final thoughts to everybody, bless and be happy.
Oh, yeah. Keep fighting. And
keep
Martha?
Fighting the fight.
Yes.
Same thing, huh? Ditto? Thanks, Sandy. You're so sweet. She says another great show.
Godspeed.
Yeah. I know. We got to pray. I pray every day that he does for us or tells us how to do it, and that we'll do his will and his time and, you know, heal this land. I keep praying all the time on it. So, and Bill, what was your final thoughts?
We got to come to the realization that Agenda 21 is their final agenda, their final goal.
Yep.
That everything that they're doing, everything from immigration to health care to EPA, DOJ,
oh my gosh,
everything that they're doing is directly
chemtrails,
related to
Monsanto,
Agenda
21.
All of it. Directly Common related Core. To Agenda 21. Join us next week, Linda. We're going to do Agenda 21. On Tuesday night.
I'm going to pull out my file that I showed you at Delaney, and yes, we will have a blast. And I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then we'll wrap it up, and we'll definitely try to get into Terry Rowland's show tomorrow. She's Patriot Education. You must hear this woman. She is a teacher. She's got over 30 years of experience. This woman is a patriot, a conservative. She gets it. You will not live long enough to read all the books this woman's read. So let me tell you, you got to hear this woman speak. She's amazing. And I'm going to play some music. I want to say God bless, and you guys will see you tomorrow. And I'll see you at Patriot Family Chat, too. Thanks, guys. Good night. See you tomorrow. See you over at Patriot Family Chat.